The Sefer Kesen Nahira, the name of Tikkun Zohar, tells us that Baruch is a Rosh Tevois, is an acronym for Rosh. The Reis is Rosh. The Vav is Umekar, he is the head, he is beginning, the source. Chaf is Kol, Beis is Brachos. He is the source of all the Brachos. Why are we bowing down? What happens if a person bows down? Says the Yaros Devash, when a person bows down, he's facing the ground. Tells us the Yaros Devash, a person, he should realize and remind himself where he's headed to. What is his future? Because when a person has this mindset at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and he realized this concept that there will be a day that he won't be here, it should instill in him this desire to make sure he's successful throughout the rest of the day. Because there's Olam Hazeh and there's Olam Haba, there's a world in this world here and the world to come. And it's a focus on the world to come. Then we get to the concept of standing up straight. After we bow down, now we come back up. What is the understanding behind this? So the halacha is, as Rashi tells us, Kishakareya, Rashi and Brachas, Tafir Beza Manal tells us, Kishakareya, Kareya, Kishavit Shabiyad Adam. When a person bows down like a rod in the hand of a man. He bends down. A person hits the person facing downward. The pamachas, a one swoop, all the way down. The person bends down quickly, he's bowing down to Hashem. Kach yichro b'mehiros b'pamachas, says Rashi, we should bow down in a quick fashion, a quick form to Hashem. However, when he straightens up, kishuhu zoykev, zoykev b'nachas, when he straightens up, he straightens up slowly. His head and then his body. So it shouldn't look like a burden that he's standing up and bowing down to Hashem. But if you go, when he rises, when he stands up, you should go slowly. Two other reasons. As to the understanding, what a person is doing when he's standing up, when he's straightening up after he just bowed down. Says the Maral, Ki min Hashem yizborach hakol, because everything comes from Hashem. V'hu maimid b'zoykif hakol, Hashem straightens and supports everything. That's why he has to straighten up to show that it's Hashem's name. He straightens up and then he says Hashem's name. Because he is showing, he's emphasizing to himself, Hashem is in charge of the world. As the question was asked, what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to recognize Hashem is in charge of the world. When we dive in Shemoneh Esrei, we have to bring this realization to ourselves. And now we come to one of the most powerful reasons. It's to the understanding behind what he is doing when you're standing up straight. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us in Brachos, "V'hatam liyos karei b'baruch liskayf b'shem," that we bow down when we say Baruch, and we straighten up by Hashem. "V'mei shevishah shekareya." Because that time when a person bows down, Mara ha-pachad v'hayiro sheyesh milofonav, he is showing the pachad, the fear, and the trepidation that he has in front of Hashem. Like we mentioned the story last week, when he was standing in front of the Tsar, Tsar Nikolai, he lost all power of speech. Not just for that day, but for the rest of his life. And here it is, man stands in front of Hashem. And he thinks it's an easy feat to start talking. He has to realize who he's standing in front of. When he's standing up straight, he shows the bitachon, the trust in Hashem. He's showing trust in Hashem, the bitachon, the trust in Hashem, that Hashem gives him everything. Well, Messiah ends off for Ben Yoin over there. Zeh talei b'zeh. Each one is dependent on the next one. Shemi shiyori mi Hashem is borach. One who fears Hashem, hu boy teyach boy. He trusts in Hashem. One who fears Hashem, trusts in Hashem. Now listen to the words of the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe. The Sfas Emes tells us as follows. And this is a yesoid, a fundamental principle for life. Tells us the Sfas Emes as follows. Iker hayira leida ki kol chius ha'odom bekoicho yisbarach. Says the Sfas Emes. Iker hayira. The main aspect of fearing Hashem is laid out to know ki kol chius ha'odom bekoicho yisbarach. Man's life is in Hashem's hand. Man's life is in Hashem's hand, says the Sfas Emes. Ki garzon b'yad ha'chotzev, like the axe in the woodcutter's hand. Ba'anachnu ma, what are we? U'meilo! Mevorich la'kodesh baruch hu koydim kol dor ha'katan v'godol. That's why we make a bracha before everything, whether it's big or small. V'im kein, says the Sfas Emes, ki v'imashe Yehudi zoyche lichyos korega ba'akoro v'ha'gosho she'en o'shum koyach v'shum yicholet l'asoy shum dover. Lo'y v'ruchnes lo'y v'gashmius, says the Sfas Emes, if a person lives with this mindset that Hashem is in charge of everything, big and small, every single millisecond, whether it's the spiritual aspects, whether it's the physical aspects, whether it's his finances, whether it's his ruchnius, the chomashi yocholatus, everything he can accomplish. Hakol ach virak mikoyach Hashem is barach Hashem ayaboy. Everything comes from Hashem, who gives it to us. When man has this mindset and he lives with this mindset, kach hu mismal bitochon b'Hashem, he fills himself up with trust in Hashem. Shepirushoy shall bitochon hu. What does it mean bitochon? The explanation of bitochon is shekuloy moli shalva uruga. What does trust in Hashem mean? Trust in Hashem means tranquility. Trust in Hashem means serenity. Trust in Hashem means that everything is fine. Everything is okay. Because I know Hashem is running the world. I'm not nervous. I'm not concerned. Continues the Sfas Emes. Shehari ein lo shum daigo. He has no worry. Parenthetically, that doesn't mean to say if, heavens forbid, there is a tzara, a bad situation, we shouldn't down to Hashem, because He brings sometimes those tzaras, those bad situations, to wake us up and daven to Him. Continues the Sfas Emes, he will have no worries. Why not? The nation shum dover in a tolly boy, because nothing is dependent upon him. It's not me. Whether I'm successful or not successful, it's not me. It's all Hashem. The shum dover in a munach ab seifo ba'al achari yisoy. Achari yisoy. Nothing is weighing down his shoulders. Why? Listen to these words. Because the Sfas Emes says, Mavad, what is man's responsibility in this world? What are we here for? I told you, hit the nail on the head. L'hakir sh'akol me'Hashem yisbarach. To recognize that everything is from Hashem. U'l'shtoykeik la'asoy yisoyne yisbarach v'shleimus. and to desire to do everything bishleimus, is barach, to serve Hashem completely. That means there are 613 mitzvahs. That means we are obligated to fulfill 613 mitzvahs and to try and fulfill them completely. This is man's responsibility. Ulevakesh ala kol milafana. Ulevakesh, and to request al hakol, everything milafana, from Hashem, says the Sfas. A man does these three things. When he recognizes la'akir sha'akol me Hashem is barach, that everything comes from Hashem. The best way possible. Ulevakish alakol milafonov, and to recognize, to ask Hashem for everything. Because Hashem is the source of everything. Then he has no worries. What should he worry about? Everything is from Hashem. The Yisoid HaChayim, the Yisoid of life, the principle of life, is to recognize everything is from Hashem. And that is the understanding, one of the understandings, that when we are standing up, we bow down and we are showing, we machni ourselves, everything is from Hashem, and we stand up with the top and trust in Hashem, and we say, Shem Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, I trust completely in you. And I say your name with that bitachon, with that trust. There's a lot more to discuss on this topic. I was late. We have another question. Why do we begin Shmoneh Esrei with the Ovis? Why do we begin Shmoneh Esrei with Berachos Ovis? And explains of Chaim Freeland as a Chassan of Racha, because the Ovis Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the first ones to teach us the Derech Hashem. They were the first ones to bring down this concept of Ribbono Shel Olam, of the Adonai HaKol, the Master of the Universe. And we are here to follow their message. We begin the Shemoneh Esrei with the Bracha of Avos, with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so that we can follow in their footsteps. They brought down Hashem to this world, they made it. They made Hashem's name great, and it is our job to follow in their footsteps. Avraham in his way of chesed, Yitzchak in his way of gvura, of strength, of Yerushimayim, and Yaakov in his way of Torah, of emes. Shimon Shkof, the Chassanik of Bracha, explains why is it we end with the Bracha Mogein Avraham. In Mitzvah, in the weeks to come, we will explain more in detail about the Bracha Avos, Bracha Avos. This is tonight the general explanation and understanding of the Bracha. Why is it we end Mogein Avraham? Why do we end the Bracha only with Avraham Avinu? The Choch Oishman, with you, Avraham Avinu, I will end the Bracha, I will seal it. My name. Why not Yitzchak also? Why not Yaakov also? Explains the great Rosh Hashiva of Shimon Shkof, the Chassad of the Bracha. Because throughout the generations, we see different things taking place. Some generations have this tremendous Torah study verse. Some generations have this tremendous amount of piety. The Torah study is attributed to Yaakov Avinu. The piety, the
The tzitzkus, the righteousness, is attributed to Yitzchak Avinu, his merit. But explains the Shem Shkop that at the end of time, that Eichus of the Mashiach, or Mashiach is around the corner, which is now. In the final chapter of history, it will be Avraham Avinu and his midah of chesed, of kindness, that will shine forth. Because when the rest of the world is running around with senseless hatred and brutality and murder, which we've seen too much recently, it's the midah of chesed, Avraham Avinu's midah, which shines forth. And we'll end with a story. What was Avraham Avinu's midah? Chesed. What did Avraham Avinu bring down to the world? Hashem Hu Lakim. There is one God in this universe. Ein Oiv Novade. No one else exists. Avraham Avinu was one man against the whole entire universe. And he survived. He didn't fall to peer pressure. Ein Oiv Novade. Nothing else exists besides Hashem. The Nefesh HaChaim, L'Chaim V'Lajna, writes in the Sefer that when a person concentrates on this concept of Ein Oiv Novade, there is no other power besides Hashem, he will be saved from Sarah. He will be saved from bad, hard times. And Chaim Brisker, the father of the Brisker Rav, taught this concept to his son, the Brisker Rav, because he was being drafted into the Russian army, which we know that could have meant death, or even worse than death, spiritual annihilation. And unfortunately, it's happened to many of our brothers. And he focused on this concept of Ein Oiv Novade. There is no other power in the world besides Hashem. And he was saved from the draft. But the story continues. Because when the Nazis in Yimach Shemam, invaded, and we know what they did, the Brisker Rav with his children had to escape. And the story is that he focused, and his children focused on the concept of Ein Oiv Novade, there is no power besides Hashem. This concept that was brought down to us from Avraham Avinu. And they traveled from town to town unharmed with the German Nazis roaming around. However, there was one time he had a lapse of concentration, a lapse of kavana. And an armed Nazi soldier was approaching. And he quickly gathered the strength. Just imagine the physical tired situation he was in, an emotional situation he was in, but he gathered the strength. Ein Oiv Novade, there's no other power besides Hashem. That Nazi general or Nazi soldier was called away, and he continued to walk straight through the Nazis. This is the message of tonight's share. Ein Oiv Novade, there's no other power besides Hashem. Thank you.